These days, we're fueling life's adventures with Liquid IV. It has 2 to 3 more times the hydration than water alone and uses non-GMO and artificial ingredients.
There's 5 essential vitamins that you can get from Liquid IV, and it comes in 7 delicious flavors. We've talked about it before. Strawberry is my favorite, and I tried the strawberry and pina colada that Wendy suggested, and
did you love it?
So good.
Yeah. Yesterday I saw they had posted on their stories the lemon with lemon slices cut up in it and blueberries. So we made it yesterday for Easter. It was so good.
That was
delicious.
Wait, what if you took the fruit and like froze it in ice cubes and then used that?
That would be good too. Or just get the frozen fruit. Maybe. Anyway.
Wait, do you think you can add vodka to Liquid IV? I mean,
yes, you can. That's what we talked about at MB's. Adding vodka so you can hydrate while you're dehydrating.
I love that. All right. Well, we'll have to try that at our next girls' night.
Absolutely.
Liquid IV is giving Swiping Up listeners 25% off using code Swiping Up.
I'm a mess. I do my makeup in the car. Pulling up 6:30 when I told you 6 o'clock. What? I admit I'm always about to fall apart. But you would never notice, cause I make you think I'm not. You're saying on me, but you don't, but you don't, but you don't. Make it look easy. What a joke, what a joke. Looks can be deceiving, could let you see the real me. But I let you think I'm perfect.
Hey guys, welcome to post-Easter episode?
This year is like literally flying by.
It is.
I'm not even kidding.
Like April.
It's almost mid-April.
No, it's not. You can't say it's almost mid-April. That's like, what was that, the line? Oh God, on the Jessica Simpson show.
I don't know.
With Nick, the husband, the newlyweds. Okay, on the newlyweds.
Is this
like,
Chicken of the Sea?
No, it was her birthday where she was like,
oh, I'm 24.
I'm turning 23, which means I'm almost halfway to 30. Yeah. Whatever.
No, she said, I'm turning like 23, which is almost 25, which is almost halfway to 30, blah, 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 yeah. Whatever it was.
Made me think of that. But no, like, it's so weird to think that at this time, a year ago,
we were in the thick of it.
Yeah.
I mean,
we were already on lockdown.
We were on lockdown. I was out of work going nuts. When did
your salon close last year?
March 20 something ish.
Damn. Last year felt forever.
It did, but then it also felt so quick. I was talking to a client about that today. It was like, you know, the days seem long, the years are short, whatever. It really was like that though. Like there were days where I was like, oh my gosh, it was Groundhog Day. I'm not cut out to be a stay-at-home mom. I was going a little stir crazy. Like I want to get out of my house and do stuff, but we couldn't. And then Amazon was prioritizing packages. Do you remember that? Couldn't just order anything off Amazon.
That's right.
They were telling us to do like essential stuff. And then they were prioritizing things in the way that, this is all first world props. Like we get it. We are self-aware. Crazy.
It is wild to think about though. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, thank God.
We've come a long way. Started from the bottom. Now we're here.
praise the Lord. For real.
Oh boy. Yeah.
No, but like I was got here earlier today and I was telling Wendy, like, I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's like the post holiday weekend, like slump. I didn't go to work today.
Yeah.
I had the day off and I cannot stay awake for anything. I'm just physically drained.
Yeah. Sometimes it's just like that. It'd be like that sometimes, you know?
It'd be like that, but
you just gotta sleep and catch up.
My mother-in-law is coming into town and like I hit the mother-in-law jackpot. I love my mother-in-law. I get so excited when she's coming.
Yeah.
But like I also have about 100 pounds of laundry that needs to get done and just like general stuff around the house that I want to catch up on. That today was my only day to do that.
Did you do it?
No.
You did none of it.
I napped twice, actually. Oh, so like I didn't do anything. So.
That is very selfish. Some of us didn't get one nap today and you took two.
I did.
Rude.
I know. You know, I just can only think of myself sometimes.
God, you're so selfish. I know.
I can't help it.
See, I'm the opposite. I work today and I normally don't work on Mondays because we're going out of town on Saturday. So I'm working all week and I've just been like mixed up. I texted one of my clients today because they have to wait in the car. And I said, oh, you can come a little bit early. I was running really early. And then I looked, She's tomorrow. She's not even today. She's like, I was freaking out. I was like, I'm sorry. I'm on the wrong day.
Scared the shit out of her.
Yeah.
Oh, which by the way, I need to make an appointment with you. That reminds me.
Yeah, girl. Get on the books.
Wendy keeps trying to get me to go blonde.
Y'all, don't y'all think she would be so cute with a little Rudy lived in blondie blonde look? Yes.
No.
Yes. Let me ask the class. You heard it here, folks. You heard it here.
Oh, well, if the class agrees, then I guess so. No, I just like, I don't know. I feel like fresher with
blonder roots,
blonder hair. I don't know. No, yeah. When you say blonde, like the picture you showed me, not that any of y'all care about this, but we're going to talk about it here. The picture you showed me is like real dark low lights pulled down through.
No, it was her natural color. There was none.
But I'm saying to me, it looked like she had like these like icy pieces and then like dark pieces. I didn't like that.
No, I just left some of her hair out. So her natural would like serve as a low light just to give like dimension. But hey, if you don't want to do it, you don't want to do it. I just feel like you're really not living your best hair life.
I'm not living my best hair life because my roots are bad and I need to get my hair done.
Yeah, that's all right.
But then when it's fresh, it looks just feels so good. You know, I mean, you got the skills. I'm just saying, I'm just in particular, you know, I'm a little weird.
That's okay.
Maybe next winter when it's like, okay to be a little fair or something.
I feel like that's the opposite.
I don't know. We'll talk.
We'll figure it out later, guys. Thanks for coming to Spencer's Hair Appointment.
TBD. Okay. So if you are a Patreon subscriber, then you've heard me talk about her before. But we have a new bib for you. Her name is Allie Yost. She's North Carolina, but I'm not sure where in North Carolina. I actually started following her on TikTok. She's huge on TikTok. I think she has, she's got several million, I'm pretty sure.
What?
Yeah, I'll have to look her up. Because I can't remember for sure now that I'm saying it.
Instagram says TikTok Allie Yost 1 million plus.
Okay. So yes, she's the one. There was a couple people I was thinking of. But she just hit 1 million on TikTok. She's got almost 80,000 on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Her energy is contagious.
Okay.
She is one of those people, you go and watch her stories and you just feel good. You feel good about yourself. You feel like connected to her. Like she's just... She's that girlfriend that like you can call up at any time and she's going to listen and make you feel better.
So she's like a good hype woman.
For sure.
Why do I not know who this chick
is? She calls everybody her girly pops. So she gets on. She's like, hey, girly pop. Like, it's just cute.
Oh, that is cute.
It's just cute. She seems so sweet. She's a professional makeup artist on top of whatever social digital content she does.
So she splits time between here and New York, it looks like.
She's in New York a lot for, I think, for work primarily. Mm-hmm. But I believe she spends most of her time in North Carolina or lives in North Carolina. But she just moved into her first place ever by herself. No roommate.
Aww,
like,
big girl things.
Big girl things. She's just so sweet. She's one of those people you root for. But yeah, and she's got really cute style. She's beautiful. She gives great makeup tips.
I do remember you talking about her now when I'm looking at her selfies. She's super cute.
Yeah. Sweet girl.
Didn't she have like 6K when you first started talking about her? She was probably really low.
I've been following her for a long time and I've discovered her during quarantine, actually.
Yes, I remember this girl now.
Because I'm trying to think when we did that TikTok Patreon episode, and it was...
I forgot all about that TikTok. We need to do a new one.
Yeah.
I need to get on TikTok, and we need to do one. You TikTok. TikTok.
TikTok. Let me get on that TikTok. That's like when Twitter was a thing.
The Twitter.
Yeah, the Twitter or the tweets.
The tweets.
The tweeter.
That sounds like the tweeter. Yeah, I like her stuff. It's very artsy.
Yes. She's really cute and she takes you along on like all her like fun work stuff. She just did like a trip where she I think it was for Vistique.
She's a makeup artist. Yeah, she's a pro makeup artist. Excuse me. She's a model and entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But yeah. Love her. So give her a follow. If you're on TikTok, follow her on TikTok. That is, I think I like following her on Instagram, but TikTok is where she shines.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good to know. Follow.
Okay. Turtle Creek Lane. I was hoping to talk more about this, but they never ended up actually giving details.
They're not giving us what we want, which is sort of rude.
I want to know. But apparently her and her daughter went into a Love Shack fancy store and were treated so poorly. They said it was the worst shopping experience they've ever had. And they basically were treated like
Vivian and Pretty Woman.
Yes.
That's what I'm picturing.
Yeah.
I have money to spend in here. Big mistake. Big mistake. Huge.
Huge. And for them, huge.
Sorry, I had to go now.
But yeah, they walked in, were just treated like they didn't belong there.
That's crazy.
They didn't bother giving them any kind of service. And so they left. And I guess they went on stories and were talking about it a little bit. And
they left it hanging?
Yeah, they said they were going to talk about it later because they were enjoying
family. Perhaps we should slide into the DMs.
Perhaps we should. But I think, I could be wrong, I think Love Shack Fancy ended up reaching out and apologizing.
I bet they did.
And that's probably why they didn't give more details on exactly what happened.
They nipped it first.
I mean, they were pissed. In their like waspy way, you know, smiles plastered on their face, talking about how mad they were.
Hey, everybody, we're going to head on over to Love Shack Fancy and we're going to get out. That's what I always picture her talking like all the time.
Yeah. But like also like who is Love Shack Fancy to treat anybody like that?
That's what I was thinking the whole time. Like not you're not on Rodeo Drive and you are not Louis Vuitton. I do like some Love Shack Fancy stuff, but you also have a line into Target. You know what I mean? Like, let's keep it.
It's not like walking into fucking Chanel and getting treated like shit. Mm-mm. It's Love Shack Fancy. Mm-mm. Anyways, yeah.
Well, the Rambling Redheads show is finally out. It's been out for a couple weeks now, so y'all need to tune into that because she is so funny. I messaged with her when I posted about it or whatever. Sorry, I'm like losing my train of thought, y'all. This is a struggle. And she's like, I just feel like it's just my Instagram family watching it. Like, it's not big. I'm like, girl, you are big. Like, you have a show on HGTV. JoJo and Chip Gaines are like, y'all are best friends.
Basically.
Literally. Like, y'all both have sister and brother shows.
No, but I mean, thank God she does have her Instagram family who's going to tune in and watch. You know, that's great.
Her ratings, because she has like, what, almost 800,000, right?
Oh, maybe.
Probably.
For her following on Instagram?
Yeah.
Oh, you said her ratings. And I'm like,
sorry.
Huh?
Is that not what we're calling? We don't call swipers ratings anymore?
Like, I don't know what her ratings are.
Sorry, y'all.
No, she's got a lot. She's got a huge audience.
Yeah. And she's hilarious.
She's so funny. She is made for television.
Yes.
So
yes.
I have no doubt that the people that are HGTV fanatics that don't know Rambling Redhead on Instagram are going to start watching the show and they're going to love her.
Yeah, I'm excited for her. I think that's just so cool because no one else is doing that right now. Like no one else has a TV show. That's a big flex. Like,
that's a big flex.
I'm on TikTok. Oh, I'm on HGTV. Bye.
Yeah. Oh, I have a whole
sorry,
TV
gotta
show.
Go film now. So yeah, bye. And then her dog, Gary. Get out of here.
Him.
I can't.
Love him.
It's so funny. But anyway, check out her show, y'all.
Yeah, I haven't watched it yet, so I'm really excited because I love HGTV. I go through these like weird phases too, where it's the only thing I want to watch.
Yeah,
the only thing I want to watch is shows on HGTV.
I love it.
You know, and then I'll go through phases where I don't watch any of it at all. I'm very weird with.
Did you see the
TV
meme
like
that was a husband and wife, and it was like, "All right, we just got our $1,600 stimulus check. Let's go house hunting." And it was like, "Our budget is $3.4 million." That ain't the truth,
it is the truth.
Literally.
Some of these like house finder shows, I'm like, "What the fuck?"
Mm-hmm.
It's like I'm a teacher at an inner city school.
Yeah.
What? But they're buying a $1 million house and then renovating it.
I mean, I'm not knocking your job. I'm just trying to figure out how we about to afford this because I need to get in on that too. You know,
right? Who died in your family and left you some money?
Right. You got the inheritance. You a trust fund baby. Because like, I want to be that too.
Me too. When my dad was here, I was like, I forget what we were talking about. And I was like, so what you're saying is I can't hit you up for a down payment soon? We left it open, Dad.
Open for discussion?
Yeah.
Good.
Well, in my mind, it's open for discussion.
It is.
Yeah. And my dad might feel differently, but like,
no.
Thanks,
Tell Dad. Him that you need to make it happen.
Thanks, Dad. Yeah, because there's a house down the street in your neighborhood that's for sale.
I know. Just went up Saturday.
I saw the sign. We're rolling in.
I saw the sign. It opened up my eyes. I saw the sign. Life is demanding without understanding. Okay. I'm gonna stop. Y'all, I know it's so annoying, but I told y'all before, I done told y'all that if I could sing, I'd be in Nashville. And I used to pray that I would be able to sing and have a good voice, and I would only sing Christian music, but the Lord has not blessed me yet.
There's still time, one day.
I mean, maybe by the time Fisher graduates, I'll get some good pipes.
The last time that I was in Nashville was for a bachelorette party. Mm-hmm. I've only been to Nashville once.
Okay.
And it literally, I felt like a new woman walking around the streets of Nashville.
Honey, I would
and
move I was there like, so fast.
Oh my God. We were walking through the bar. Sorry, Robbie, because I know you listen to this.
Oh God. What did you want to say?
We walked through this.
You were like, yeehaw, what's up, cowboy?
Yeah, cowboy. But there were all these guys.
I think
like,
I just said cowboy.
Cowboy, cowboy, tomato, tomato. But there was these guys singing in the bars. You know, every bar you go to,
yeah,
there's like a little music stage
everywhere.
With live music.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, when I was young and single, I would have ripped up this town.
You're like, what's up? What's
she
up?
She would have been
up?
Slanging puss all up and down Broadway.
Oh my God, you're so funny.
No regrets.
No regrets, baby. I do love me some Nashville. It's a vibe. It's a whole vibe. Yeah. And I want to go. We have to plan a trip to Nashville. We can hit up Purpose and Passion, Moira Lynn blog.
Yeah, there's lots of
God, there's
Nashville
so many
lifestyles. Ashley. Oh,
yes.
Fucking love her.
Hot and Heather.
Yep.
Who else is in Nashville? Kelsey B is about to move to Nashville.
Which literally, I was shocked. Normally, like these
Did you read her caption?
Yes.
I love that caption. She's like, we decided we were going to do it because why not? And
we
it's
can.
Like,
normally these types of announcements, like I don't really care about. I don't care where somebody lives.
Right.
But she is so, I feel like her whole vibe, her whole brand is so ingrained in like the Pittsburgh thing.
Me too.
And so I was like, what?
See,
like
I was going to say the same.
Pittsburgh girl is leaving?
Yes. She doesn't strike me as a Nashville girl, and I don't mean that in a mean way. I think it'll be really cool to see her in Nashville, but yes, when I see her, I definitely think about a Northern girl.
Yeah, I think her style is different.
Yeah.
She's got that edgy style. Mm-hmm. Like, I really...
But she's going to thrive in Nashville, and we're going to come visit her.
Yeah, well, I already told MB we're going to road trip.
Yes, yes, yes. Like, no, I love it.
It'll be so much fun. But yeah, I'm really excited for her.
Yeah.
I mean...
Good for them for doing that. Because when you're young, how old is she?
27, I
think. Yeah, when you're young, like, do it. That's exactly what I did when I moved to Florida. Like, people are like, oh, why'd you move to Florida? I'm like, I don't know. We just did. Me and my cousin just literally picked up and moved to Florida for literally no reason.
I mean, when I moved to New York, I was 21. Mm-hmm. I found a roommate on roommates.com.
Nice.
Shout out to Jacqueline.
What's up, Jacqueline?
And then packed my Jeep up as full as I can get it and moved. At 21. And my mom did the same thing when she was 21. Yeah. She grew up on a dairy farm in Michigan and she packed
up
her little. She moved. She packed up her little Mazda Miata and drove out to LA. Like,
what'd she pack? Two pair of shoes and a t-shirt?
Pretty much. She was broke as hell.
I'm talking about because that Miata's tiny.
Yeah, I know.
Aww.
Yeah, so no, but.
No,
like,
good for her.
And a blessing that. James is able to like move his business too. Like,
but so, you can, I was thinking about it after really I read that caption. I was like, man, these bibs really could basically do whatever.
Yeah.
Like imagine like,
live an adventure, go somewhere while you can do something different.
Right. If
What's
Bibbin
the worst
was
thing,
a thing,
you hate it and move back.
Exactly. And if Bibbin was a thing when I was younger, y'all, I would have been a bib so hard. I would have been hard bibbing it and I would have moved. Who knows where I would have moved.
Hard bibbing it.
Certainly wouldn't have been in IT sales like I was trying to make a dollar. Okay.
No. Yeah. Like, well, we were talking about it last week too. Oh my God. Why can't I think of her name now? Caitlin
Who?
Saylor.
Oh yeah. Oh yes, exactly that.
Doing the, you know, the month house swap basically and going and living in New York, which by the way, I'm living for her stories.
Did you message her some places to go?
No, I've been messaging her, but I haven't messaged her any suggestions. But yeah. I was watching her stories and she was like, baby's first sample sale. And I was like, I miss sample sales.
What is that?
Girl, sample sales.
Is that when they throw the bags out of in Chinatown?
No.
Oh.
They literally will rent out just like open spaces and they do like closeout stuff on samples or like overproduction of things or whatever. And it's not just clothes. Cosmetic companies do it. Home decor companies do it. Like all different kinds of companies that do these sales. Oh God, they're so good. And like, you can literally get stuff so cheap. Like she was looking, I think she was looking at like a leather jacket. I forget whose sale it was, but it was like a $2,000 leather jacket that she was looking at that was like a couple $100.
Dang.
But we used to go, my roommate
and I. So wait, did they just announce it that day or like within hours or is it like a
thing? Well, this is many years ago now that I lived there and would do these, but they would put them like in the paper.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Or we would.
Dang, girl, tell me you're old without telling me you're old. Especially they're rattling the newspaper when the corner fold. You gotta get that perfect crease back in it, you know?
No, they would put them in the paper, or there were like certain websites that you could go to that would like track the sample sales.
That's so cool.
So we would literally, I mean, we needed cigarettes and we needed stuff from sample sales. So we would literally spend no money. We would split like a can of tuna and a piece of toast for dinner so that we would have money to go. Yeah. So we would have the money to go
avocado buy toast. Stuff.
Yeah. So we would be able to go buy clothes at the sample sale and have all the cigarettes that we needed. It was perfect.
That screams New York to me, baby.
I mean, it's pretty much what we lived off of. For coffee, cigarettes, and
sample sales. Oh.
And bread. Sample sales. Yeah.
Dang, I've never been to one.
Oh, yes. We will have to next time. When we do a New York trip, we're going to have to.
Yeah.
Figure out.
I love how she. But I love.
Usually around this time.
Okay. Yeah. The weather's nice. I love how she's doing it, though. Like, I would love to go somewhere and live for a month. Like, there's a few different places I would love to do.
Yeah. I mean, I think if you have like the lifestyle flexibility to do it, like. Why not?
Maybe more bibs will start doing this. And it's good for their content to change it up, you know?
Yes.
World traveler.
So you stop talking about same old routines over and over?
There's only so many walls in Raleigh, like, you know?
Exactly. Okay, so we have a bib mystery for you all to solve. Yeah, we do. So I forget what episode it was, but a while back we talked about... a girl named Lauren. She's a Michigan bib. She's under 10K. She's micro bib. Her handle is sincerely_LaurenAshley. And she got engaged January 3rd and has not posted since.
Literally has not. But her fiance has.
No stories, no feed posts, no nothing. And I really enjoyed her content. And I want to know, where'd you go?
Well, John Malone, if you could report back. John Malone, where did she go? He's posting. Like, he has reels and stuff. And that was as early as March 16th.
Yeah.
And he has another page, too, that he posted March 26th.
It just always makes me wonder when people just...
Go dark like
go
that?
Go dark out of nowhere. Like, no announcement, no nothing. If she announced it, I missed it.
Yeah.
But anyways, if anybody knows... or wants to do some investigative work. Very curious.
Yeah.
Where'd you go, Lauren Ashley?
Where did Lauren Ashley go?
That reminds me, there's this... Did you ever listen to the very first Hanson album? The Mbop album?
Goodbye. 100% yes. I was going to marry Zach Hanson. We could have fought over ponytail holders. Oh my God, I was obsessed. Oh God.
Fought over ponytail holders, yes. So... maybe you remember it. There's a song
Mary,
on there.
About Mary? What is the song, y'all?
You know what I'm talking about. It's the yearbook song, right? Dear Jimmy.
But why is it? Why did I think it was Mary? I'm looking it up, y'all.
Be.
I watched Hanson Mbop in the little VW car, the little yellow one. Yeah. And I would watch that like I was there. It was so creepy. Oh, well, yeah, hold on.
When we were just talking about that, it was literally like I was... talking about it to the tune of that song. I can't get it out of my head. But we, on one of the softball trips that I just took with Robbie, one of the other girlfriends was, we were driving and I was like, okay, I'm going to play you this song. Tell me if you know it. I played that song and I knew every single word.
Oh, I could still probably. This was 1997.
I was in elementary school and I knew every single word still.
All right, let's play it. Anyway, this is the one, y'all.
We can probably only play it for a couple seconds.
Yeah, just for a second. How come it ain't playing?
Oh, wait. There we go.
Why is it not? Is it Amy? I think it's Dear Amy. Hold on.
Fast forward it.
Yeah.
See you in September. I hope you remember me.
Me next year.
Hey, Jamie. You've been a great friend to me. Hope that I still see you around here.
I mean, imagine.
I mean, this song slaps. It should not slap like that, but it does.
I mean,
like, I would still listen to that now and rock
Dear
out.
Dear Spencer, you are still so basic. Yep. I mean, that album was a bop.
Yep.
I hope we don't get in trouble for copyright. We didn't play it long enough, right?
I don't think so. Nobody report us. Thanks.
Dear Hansen, please don't take our money. Y'all better be swiping up on some Liquid IV. Yeah,
pay those lawyer fees that we're about to get slapped with.
Oh God, it's fine.
Okay, Tanner Mann is building a new home.
I saw that.
Which is very exciting.
Yes.
And so I didn't realize her dad is a builder.
Yes, I saw that too.
So her dad is building the house. I guess they wanted more privacy and it's going to be bigger. So she said
it's a garden.
4,300 square feet, which is a big house. 4 bedrooms. I think she said 3.5 baths.
Yeah.
But it's going to be like it. You know who it reminded me of?
Who?
The Nelsons.
Oh, Maddie Nelson?
It reminded me of like her house and her brother's house. The dark, like the black windows,
yes.
White walls, like.
Yeah, that's very on trend. Like I love, I love that look.
Me too.
I'm very curious to see how long black windows last though.
I know.
You know?
I love the look of it, but yeah, wouldn't it fucking suck to dump all this money and build this house just to have it be dated in 5 years? But
girl, for sure.
But then somebody asked her if it was going to be her forever home. And she was like, no way. She was like,
yeah,
we'll probably move again in 5 to 10 years because we like moving.
And Maddie Nelson has said the same thing. People are like, you're putting all these customizations into your home and it's not your forever home. I get that too. However, I have one question for Maddie or Alicat, whoever listens to this show, please answer me. The bunk beds in Bub's room. What do y'all do with those when he outgrows the bunk beds? Do they come out? Are we just going to have those in for the other baby Nelsons? Like, what's going to happen with those? I am genuinely curious. LMK. I see it. It's so cute. Have you seen when she does the house tours? I love it. And we've thought about doing something like that for Fisher, one of our friends. Hey, Stacy, she listens to this. She built the cutest bunk beds. Well, I guess her husband did it. That I think come out, but I'm just curious when people like build them into the room or the walls. Cause this was like legitimately done by their builder. Stacey, yours are legit too. That's not what I mean, but I would just be curious to see if they like come out. Cause it looks like they're literally built in the wall and that would be a waste of a room later in life. Right. Because what would you do with that?
I think it would depend.
Like when you're 16, that'd be kind of weird.
But I think it depends on the size of the bed. Like lots of people do that in like vacation homes where they'll have one room with like all the walls will be lined with bunks, but they're long. So like an adult could sleep in it.
Okay.
So if they're little kid
you're bunks, not 16 years old sleeping on a bunk bed. Like Bubs ain't going to do that.
Well, not like for his every day. I'm saying
like as an extra room.
Right.
Oh, maybe for like guests or something.
And like once he's older, just move him to a different room.
True.
A different bedroom. I don't know how many bedrooms their house is though.
I'm not sure either. Anyways, they didn't send me the floor plans for approval.
Well, that was rude.
For our room.
for our room. That's rude. I'll sleep in a bunk bed if I have to.
Oh, I would too, but I'm just curious. Yeah. Since they're building it, I was curious as to like what's going to happen with that room. I guess I could just DM and ask, but... I need report back, please.
I do love her cabinets, though. Somebody mm-hmm. was giving her shit, I guess, for putting in like all inset drawers and stuff.
And I'd rather have drawers than a cabinet. She was like,
this
ate up
a big chunk of my budget and I'm okay with that. Like, I love them.
Oh, I miss that. Yeah, for sure. And I would rather have a drawer than a cabinet anyway. Pots in a drawer is so much easier than falling all over. Mine is a disaster. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I'm excited to see their house.
Okay, so one of the bloggers that I don't know if we've ever actually brought her up. I think maybe once or twice. And I'm having a hard time now, and I'm really pissed at myself for remembering what her previous name was.
Well, are you about to talk about Crystal?
Yeah.
I have a client with the exact same name that I did today. And when I saw that, I was really? Like, is she bibbing on the side and didn't tell me?
Oh, that's weird.
Isn't that crazy?
So her handle now is Crystal Coons Official.
Okay.
Oh my God, it's going to drive me so mad. I want to say her old handle was like Sometimes Glamorous or Sometimes Glam.
Okay.
Something along those lines.
Uh-huh.
So she went through kind of a whole transformation. So she changed her name
mm-hmm.
to her actual name. So Crystal Coons Official. And she basically said that the girl you knew as, we're going to say it's Sometimes Glam because mm-hmm. I really can't think of what it was like a fictitious person almost.
Okay.
Like she was exactly who all her handlers told her she needed to be on okay. social. Mm. She wasn't allowed to be herself. She wasn't allowed to do her art. She wasn't allowed to like do all these things. They would tell her that she needed to be sexier, that she needed to cater to this audience. And she said at the time when she changed her name, she had close to 300,000 followers. And she said, you're going to see a huge drop. She's like, I'm hoping to get rid of 100,000 people.
What?
Because she said that it was basically her following had been taken over by men who weren't interested in her content or buying right. anything from her.
Oh,
they
my
were
gosh.
Just interested in her as like a fetish kind of thing.
Stop.
And because everybody kept telling her she needed to like post these sexy photos and like share certain things and be a certain way. And she was like, I don't enjoy that. She was like,
no,
it was literally killing me to be this person that I'm right. not. And she was
no,
like,
good for her.
Fully prepared. She's like, I want to lose followers.
So how many has she lost?
She's at 260 now, so I'm okay. not. Hold on, I'm gonna pop on Social Blade because I'm yeah. not.
It's no different than like TikToks and all the creepy dudes like going on there and praising women. Like that is weird to me.
It's so strange. There's a local blogger that we know,
uh-huh.
and she posts TikToks all the time. And yeah. then when I look at the comments, it's all men being like, oh, you're beautiful. Oh, you're so
Stop.
Sexy.
No.
And I'm like, ooh, like that just is so creepy.
It really, that would freak me out. I don't know. I don't like that.
I just was trying to type in her name and I typed in Crustal. I don't know why that's so funny to me, but it was.
Crustal? Hi, you might know me as Crustal.
Crustal. Brussels.
That's what I was going to say. Some Brussels. Brussels.
Okay, so she actually hasn't lost too many, it doesn't look like, which is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Today, she lost almost 3,000.
Wow.
Out of nowhere. But, so I mean, she's
weird.
She's steady in the red. I mean, she's definitely losing followers.
Well, good
followers,
for her, because she'll rebuild. Her. Yeah, it's fine.
She'll have the audience she wants mm-hmm. to have, who appreciate the things
the content.
She wants to share.
Yes. So and people aren't, listen, like, I'm not good at math, okay? But if you have if Sally the Southerner has 300,000 followers, okay, and 75% of those people are just there to gawk, you ain't making no money. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would right. rather have people there that are engaging and that are buying from me if that was my job than just a bunch of random people creating that number. Like, yep. if you have quality 100K versus 300K, you're going to make more money with that 100K, honey.
Yep. And she's a business owner too. I mean, she has House of Spectra, which is
looking at her stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Which is a jewelry brand that she owns. And so she has legitimate businesses where she needs to build a real audience that will be that her will matter. Clientele.
Yeah. Yeah. Y'all got to go if you're not there for the right reasons.
Anyways, I just thought for somebody with that large of a following, that was a pretty brave.
No, good for her. Yeah. Do. And she'll feel like more like herself and she'll be more comfortable and she'll grow. I mean, she'll get back where she was and exceed that, obviously. But yeah, good for sure. Her.
But she was like, I want to share my artwork. I want to share home decor. I want to do more than just put on slinky dresses and heels and pose for photos.
So good for her.
Yeah.
You go, Crystal.
You go, Crystal. okay. So, Rachel Hollis.
Uh-huh. Lord.
Time we talked about her, I'm trying to think, was it her divorce?
Yes. Jinx. I have to pee so bad, y'all. And this is so different with just two people because I used to be able to leave the room and it was three and it didn't matter. But now I can't leave my girl hanging. Dang. All right. Go ahead. Sorry.
But no. So yeah, we talked about Rachel Hollis during her divorce. Mm-hmm. And then she just seems to continue to be problematic.
Yeah.
And so,
which was weird because she had like a squeaky clean, perfect, knowing all the right things, knowing all the rules to life.
That's her entire brand. Yeah. Her entire brand is being like a life guru.
Right.
So apparently she made, I think, was it a TikTok or a reel? I think it might have been a reel. Oh, you didn't even see it?
No.
Oh, shit. Okay. So she made this video basically being like saying that she didn't want to be compared to the average woman. She didn't want to be relatable because if she's relatable, she's doing something wrong because she works too hard to be relatable. She works hard so that she can have somebody come clean her toilets.
As if being relatable is a bad thing, right?
Right. Well, she's saying she couldn't have the career or the lifestyle she has if she was relatable because that is her whole...
Who do you think is buying your book? She needs to read her own book. Can you imagine if she read You Are a Badass? Because like right now you're not.
Yeah.
Like you're in fact not a badass, Rach.
Yeah. But specifically said somebody to come clean her toilets and then whatever. She went on this whole rant.
Yeah.
And I don't... know if she was trying to be funny. I don't know if she was serious. She
like had being this, sarcastic like, or something.
Yeah, she had this smirk on her face.
Like
she
it's 2021. You can't be funny or sarcastic like that anymore, Rachel.
I mean, not like that.
No.
And you could tell it wasn't just like she was trying to make a joke, though. She meant it.
She was being serious.
She was being serious.
She thinks she's better than everybody.
Right. She was basically saying like that she wakes up at the crack of dawn every day and nobody works as hard as she does to, and ew. That's how she has her lifestyle and all this crap. It's like, no, you married rich, but that's okay. Anyways, so obviously people did not take
that went
kindly.
Over like a fart in church.
It went
right.
over like not a good, fart honey. In church. So she puts out this statement and pretty much casts all the blame onto her
PR team.
Not even her PR team, just her team. That they all told her she wanted to address the misinterpretations right away, but her team told her to sit on it and that they would manage any of the bad comments and negative feedback and all that. And she's
look, if
like,
she's writing all these books to know how to take every freaking step, she should have known what to do and override her team.
Right. And so my thing is like, you're still not getting it. You're missing the point. You said some really offensive things.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with how much time passed.
Whatever.
Right.
And then you are casting, you're still not assuming any responsibility.
You're more concerned with what it looked like because you sat on something or whatever. Yeah.
If the CEO of a company drives the company into the ground, they don't fire everybody beneath him and let the CEO stay. They're going to fire the CEO. Mm-mm. He is responsible.
You know who wouldn't do that? Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A wouldn't do that.
Chick-fil-A wouldn't do that.
Even if it was Sunday, they would still address it. You know, they would address that chicken.
They would. You're right. You're so right. Anyways, but yeah, so
interesting. She has been a hot mess this year or like lately, you know, just in general.
I don't believe in cancel culture. I really don't. However, like, I don't think people should be canceled for things that they say specifically. Like, you have to give people the opportunity to, like, learn and change.
Correct it, move past, grow.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But you can cancel people when you see their character repeatedly
doing the same thing over and over, right. But just different situations. Like, you can't keep doing that.
But like,
maybe she should read her book and take some notes. Get a pen out and read your book. Maybe her team wrote the book.
I'm guessing the take book sales are probably not great right
probably
now.
Plummeting a bit.
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit.
Bless her.
But yeah, it's pretty, like, I was never a Rachel Hollis, like,
me either. Person. I never was like, I have the book. Yeah, I have the URL. I've never read it. Me either, Spencer. Oh my God, we are soul sisters. I have it though. You better believe it sits on my coffee table. Not now, but it used to. I mean, I took me a little cute Instagram photo in the airport with it too, sitting on my feet. I remember this.
Oh yeah, I have the book. I bought it solely because it was like the book to have.
It was trendy. Right. I bought it.
And I...
Mm-hmm. You're welcome, Rachel.
Yeah, bought it. Never read it. Obviously doing me a lot of good. Now I'm just going to throw it away.
Throw it away. Burn it. We'll put it in the burn barrel.
Oh, perfect.
With the remnants of your shirt. That'll just be the... burn barrel for all things.
Yeah.
Okay. So speaking of things that didn't go over well.
Oh Lord.
Danny Austin's April Fool's joke, which I actually thought was really hilarious. Like, Spencer and I were talking to Danny about it and it was so funny, but have you seen people like bent out of shape over this thing? Like tore up about it. I don't understand. People are mad.
Yeah. I don't either. Like, it's April. Like, okay. Like, it's some people don't like April Fool's jokes. Whatever, like, they're stupid.
Yeah,
I thought this one was actually like funny. Really funny.
Yeah, even if you don't get, like, I didn't do an April Fool's joke. I don't like it. I don't know. I just don't get into April Fool's anymore. But it was funny, and people were like, "Oh, she has too much time on her. Why are you worried about how much time she has on her hands?" Right. She wasn't there to, like, you didn't miss anything from her. It's not like she's supposed to be doing something and she didn't do her job. Like, her job is to be a content creator, and that was funny to me.
Yeah, people were like, oh my God, she'll do anything for attention. I was like,
it's April Fool's.
I was like, oh, who cares? Who cares? It's funny.
It was funny.
I mean, I thought it was hilarious. I thought the song was like so bad in the best way.
But that's the thing. Like, it was supposed to be.
Right. She was saying, like, she compared it to, what's her face? Is it Rachel Black? The girl that, or Friday. Rebecca Black. That's saying the Friday song.
That one?
Mm-hmm. Yes. I mean, it's like, it's one of those where it's so bad, it's good.
Yes.
I mean, she really, the line, I'm just an internet girl living in an analog world.
Yeah.
Cannot.
I know. I thought it was hilarious. So
funny. But yeah, I'm not sure why people are so bent out of shape about it. Like, it's really not that big of a deal.
It's not that serious, you know?
It was funny. It took, like, nothing from anybody's lives. She's
followers over it. Blah, blah, blah. I unfollowed her for that. I unfollowed. Okay.
Okay. Well, then you probably weren't following her for any nice reason anyways.
No.
You were probably just trolling her. So
no, I just thought that was dumb to get all bent out of shape. And speaking of this. All right. So Spencer, I had talked to you about this, God, a couple weeks ago, about being like burnout and stuff, like just in general. And it's so easy, like, for people to fall into that funk of like internet burnout or Insta burnout, really. And then our girl MB got on stories and she was talking about it recently. Amber Lancaster, she was talking about it recently. And she got on stories and she's like, MB specifically got on and was just like, I'm not feeling creative. That's what I had talked to you about. Just not being creative. And when you're not creative, your stories are very forced. You know, like, that's how mine were. So I just, like, sometimes take a little dip, whatever. Well, MB had gone on and she said the same thing. She's like, I'm just not feeling creative. And if I'm not feeling creative, it's hard to, like, get on and fake it. So for them, it's harder because that's their job. Well, Amber Lancaster, I swear to you, a day or two later, I was watching her stories. She had said the same thing. So I messaged her. I was like, that's so funny. I said, I'm seeing this so much. There was another bib and now I can't remember who it was. They were also on stories saying how they were feeling this way. And it really is where you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't now.
Yeah.
We were talking about Jen Reed, how she has a very squeaky clean Instagram now, where she's not sharing a ton of stuff anymore. It's mostly just business. It's turned into less personal and more business related stuff, which I actually hate that. Like, that's why we follow these people, is because you want to see more personal anecdotes about that. And I just used that word right, and that was good.
You did.
I said it. I was,
you
like,
did. You're so smart.
Wendy, is that you? Rachel, take note. You are going to be a badass if you listen to me. But it's one of those things that I feel like the more that people criticize the Danny Austin thing, like, she's having fun and can't do anything right. You know, it's like people are mad at that. Like,
yeah,
where does it stop? And it does become like so draining to get on Instagram. And it's the same thing. That's what I was talking to Amber about. It is the same thing every day. People are sharing the same thing. You're seeing the same thing. People get on and they go through their day. They do this. Like, there's not a lot of creativity in it anymore. And then when you do get creative, Danny or whoever, it's people coming at you because you have too much time on your hands.
Right.
Well, geez, like, what do you want?
Right.
Do you want to see the same thing every day where it's a very routine story feed, or do you want to see creativity?
And there's nothing that's more defeating than when you actually put like effort or like feel like your creative juices are flowing.
Yeah.
Just have somebody shit on it. I mean, you want to talk about a quick way to squelch any kind of ingenuity or whatever.
When you think you have a great idea and then you're like, you post it. I mean, you and I have talked about that before.
Sure. Like, I'll post something that I'll think is
so funny.
So funny. And I won't get
Some single crickets.
Message. And I'm like, oh, wow. Okay. Right. Well, I missed the mark on this one.
Uh-huh.
And then I'll do something random.
And people love that it.
That is like, really not, I'm not trying to be funny. And people are like, oh my God, you're hilarious. And I'm like, oh.
You're like, am I? Oh, I am. Yeah.
Okay.
Brussels sprouts.
Speaking of which, I mean, I just
speaking of Brussels sprouts.
Speaking of like
being funny,
being funny.
You're so funny. What?
Jackie Schimmel, my world, my goddess, my queen.
Yeah.
I commented on her photo and
she acknowledged you.
She acknowledged
you're here, honey. You're on the map. Goodbye.
I screenshotted it and then I was going to post it to my stories and be like, I'm dead. Except then I was like, no, because this bitch will see it and then she'll be like, oh no. And she'll go and
she will. Why?
Because that's just who she is. Anyways, but I was like, well, I was recognized.
But you have a screen, but it doesn't matter. You have a screenshot. You have been seen and now you can let your being seen be seen.
I know.
I would. I'd screenshot it. Thirsty or not. Swipe up on Liquid IV. Swiping up.
No, but I mean, like, I have been off stories for a while. Like, I just am not feeling, I'm feeling great in my normal life, but I'm burnt out. And not feeling creative
on, like, Instagram. Like, yes.
And that's me. It's not my job. It's not a big deal if I.
Thank God, though, that we can do that. Right. No one cares when we do it.
Right. But yeah, I think one, being burnt out and being able to acknowledge that and not force stories or force content is a great thing.
Yeah.
And also, like, it lets other people know it's okay.
Yeah, it is.
It's okay.
Because and it also is a lot of people that are feeling that way. Those are just people that I agree with you. Like, I haven't been on stories a lot either just because I've been very gray lately about it. Like, Instagram is fun and I love when I get on stories and I'm not overthinking things. But sometimes when people say stuff to you or they message you, it just like, it pops your bubble. It literally bursts your bubble.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not fun. And so for the bibs, you know, they get a lot of it. You know, it doesn't take much me. It takes one and I'm like, you know, for them, if they're seeing the same thing. And sometimes it does just take one for them. They are human too. And they can't do anything right. And their livelihood depends on that. So I totally get it. And those are just like the ones that I've caught. Like, who knows who else has complained about it or you know, talked about it and just been completely deflated. But
no, but that being said, like, Wendy and I were talking about our show notes before this episode, and we were like, God damn, like, nobody is doing.
I didn't say that.
Okay, I said that. Sorry. And I forget you don't like GD.
I hate GD, girl. Bye.
Whatever.
I still love you.
I say GD. I say JC.
Who's in the house, you know? They all in the house.
They all in the house.
It's fine. It's fine. We love you.
Listen, this is just my mouth.
Yes.
I apologize.
We were talking.
But not really, because it's just how I talk.
It's who you are. Don't be apologetic for that, girl.
Catholic girl here. We just say whatever we want.
Listen, I like red wine, so technically I could be Catholic with you.
Oh, perfect.
No, we actually Baptists like red wine too, but we did the grape juice. Jesus did wine. Anyway.
A lot of water turning to wine.
A lot.
But we were just saying, like, everybody, some of our, like, go-tos, our favorite people to go watch stories.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Mm-mm.
It is strictly business, vanilla as hell, like, so boring. And I, like, don't mean that disrespectfully, but your stories are boring.
But it probably is, like you said earlier, like, it's deflating. They put all this time and energy into something. And when you're not getting the return on that, why would you keep doing that? Or people coming at you because you didn't say something right, or you didn't do this, or you should have done that. It's like, well, dang, I'm not going to do any of it. And then I'm just going to show you my shirt from Aerie.
Yeah.
So swipe up or don't.
I almost wonder, I think management companies for influencers are obviously very helpful in a lot of ways, right?
Right.
They help get them at
they
deals.
Help from a business perspective.
Right.
But your personality, which sold your account to get it to that point to need a management company, like, where's that at?
Right. That's what it's I always wonder.
Ugh.
Yeah. I always wonder how much, I think it differs company to company and probably influencer to influencer what they'll allow
Whitney
somebody
doesn't,
to do.
Like, Whitney is one of the few people that we've had a conversation with that doesn't let someone tell her what she's going to do. Like, she says no.
Mm-hmm.
And kudos to her for that. You know, like, I think that's great to be like that. And we've had conversations, remember, with her where she's been like, nope, I told people.
Or like turned down like brand trips specifically, and things like that.
Yes,
where her company is begging her to go. And she's like, no, I don't want to. Like,
I love that though.
I do too. But I almost wonder if that is what some of the like impact is and the changes. I don't know. I think everybody is kind of going through the same slump.
It's a weird shift. And we've always talked about how we feel like the bib world is not going to go extinct, but it's going to take a plummet. It's going to plummet.
It's going to take a plummet.
It's going to take a plummet. It's going to plummet. And I think it's going to be the newer generation coming in and that kind of stuff. And then the other, like the OGs, are going to turn into strictly business. Look at the bigger accounts.
Right.
It's less of their personality, but I want more personality.
I also wonder too, like how the reels are impacting people. Like, because again, we've talked about not everybody that we have known to love on Instagram through posts and stories is going to do well on reels.
Right. And if it changes, it's going to weed people out and they are going to fall into the category of, well, which, hey, they don't need to probably engage a ton anymore anyway. If you have a million followers and they're all swiping up on a 25 cent.
Right. You're fine.
Whatever. You're good. Like, it doesn't matter. It's just, I miss you.
Yeah.
Some of you. But anything to add, Sugar?
I had something, but I lost it. So I guess not. No, it's okay.
Okay. So Spencer and I were talking, and at the end of the first episode a month, we are going to highlight a smaller bib or a company or just something instead of a swipe up. That way y'all can like swipe up on them and not on a product, you know, cause sometimes we don't want to spend money either. No, we always want to spend money, but we just figured this is a good idea.
But no, sometimes it's nice to just acknowledge small companies, small businesses that are doing good things or, you know, if a bib partners with someone who's doing like a charitable product.
Yes.
We think that's just a nice thing to share. So we want to start doing that.
And shout out to Maddie Nelson, who was highlighting a small bib. I think she was doing one a day and helping these women grow a ton. Yeah. Okay, so Sparkle Bands actually partnered up with our girl Katie Starks, and it's for autism awareness. And she created the bracelet, which we shared to stories, or we shared her post onto stories. And so her Heart of Gold band dropped 4 days ago. So the first, it was on April Fool's Day.
Yeah.
It was not on April Fool's. But 10% of the proceeds will actually go to the Peace of Heart community, which is all about it's an organization dedicated to creating the meaningful life for persons with autism through community, faith, and sustainability. Sorry, y'all, I can't read. I can barely talk.
It was a mouthful. Really,
it was
a mouthful.
It was. But I thought that was really cool. And I think it's neat for her because she shares a ton of Britain's autism on stories. The highs and the lows, right? Like she shows it all, which I think is really great. And so they were partnered up with her, which again, I love that. And then also honorable mention, I saw this girl, Pop of Pippi shared her. I don't know if you saw it, Spencer. Taylor Bell Duck. She is a small bib, 3,100 followers. And she actually has a Like to Know It specifically for, it goes for cancer research. All of her proceeds from Like to Know It go to this.
Wow.
Isn't that really cool?
Good for her.
She has a whole post and it just said like she doesn't know if she's ever shared that publicly, But all of the money that she makes off of her Like to Know It go directly to the cancer research.
That's great.
I think it's really cool. I want to say that she had breast cancer maybe, and she's okay. going through IVF and stuff. And that's why Papa Pippi had shared her. I don't know. I thought that was really cool. Like, I don't know that I've ever seen anyone share something like that. Mm-mm. And like I said, her name is Taylor.bell.dog. And we'll obviously tag her too. But I love that. I think that's really neat.
Yeah.
All of the charitable contributions we're making. Because, man, times are hard. Like, yeah. for real, for a lot of people.
Well, I think the Sparkle Bands thing is cool too. Because it's not the Autism Speaks isn't a great organization. But you don't, I mean, autism is such a, like, everyone knows somebody
yeah.
right? Like, some of you know, some of you don't know. I have a brother that's autistic. Like, I've had many conversations with Katie watching her stories with Britton and that. And it's just, it's nice to see that there are other smaller organizations that I think are really going to benefit from this partnership. So really, really cool. Love it. All right. Well, that's it for this episode of Swiping Up. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you just can't get enough Bib news and tea or want to hear more exclusive Bib interviews, you can go to patreon.com/swipingup and sign up at the Miller's tier. You can follow us at Swiping Up on Instagram and follow me at Spencer So Basic.
And you can follow me, Wendy, at Wendy Being Basic.
And don't forget to hashtag embrace the basic.
Bye, guys.